This summer, we're beginning a series about young artists in our state. We're calling it Young at Art. We'll hear from artists under 40 about why they're here, how Vermont inspires them, and how they see the future for artists in the state. Today, we begin with potter and teacher Averill McDowell. Amy Noyes has her story.
Pottery sort of just like fell perfectly in my lap.
Ceramic artist Averill McDowell first caught the pottery bug as a student at People's Academy in Morrisville.
I learned a little bit in high school how to work with pottery on the wheel, but there wasn't like too much direct instruction. It was more just like messing around.
At age 31, she's still walking the halls of her old high school, but now she's the art teacher. And because of her, it looks different than when she graduated in 2006. Student art lines the corridors, and collaborative murals decorate entryways and outbuildings. And now she's making sure students in her hometown are getting direct art instruction, and she continues to learn right along with them.
Being a teacher has changed my art because on a daily basis, I have kids that come in here and they want to create something from materials I may have never used before and or draw something I have never drawn before. And so I have to teach myself how to teach them how to do something I've never done before.
Growing up, McDowell says her parents signed her up for private art lessons with local artists around Lamoille County. More formal instruction started in college as an art education major at UVM. There, she says her professors pushed her to learn advanced techniques, but her education didn't stop there.
Once I graduated from UVM is when I said, I don't want to just like throw my finished pieces in the kiln with some glaze on it. I want to really like have a part in the process. And so I was really intrigued by raku and also pit firing.
McDowell sought out mentors to help her learn these more primitive firing techniques. Luke Iannuzzi from the Mad River Valley introduced her to raku. Then she teamed up with Duxbury artist Mame McKee to discover pit firing.
Because we were just like, how do we do this? Let's figure it out. And she was an amazing mentor because she's a wealth of knowledge and she's done ceramics her whole life, but not necessarily pit firing. So that was something that we worked through together.
McDowell makes decorative pottery, such as vases and masks, but it's the process that intrigues her more than the final product. Imagine baking a cake by wrapping it in aluminum foil and putting it in a campfire. Pit firing is basically the pottery version of that, except you're also decorating the piece by putting organic materials inside the foil pouch. Horsehair, placed on at just the right temperature, produces a black squiggly line. Other natural materials like salts, copper wire, and even banana peels produce different effects.
It's like Christmas morning when you open these up. It's just wonderful, it's beautiful, and like you don't necessarily know how it's going to work, so it's an experiment, but you can have trust in science. And so science is totally incorporated into this whole process.
McDowell encourages her students to take chances as well. Aiden Lodge graduated from People's Academy this month and is headed to art school in the fall.
Really just the space that Averill gave me to be a maker and to be a maker on my own terms, I think was really huge for me.
Fellow graduate Caroline Merriam also credits McDowell for her recent success. She'll be studying illustration in England next year.
When she heard that I got into art school, she was very, very proud of me. And I don't know if she knows that I wouldn't have done that without her and her support.
And while McDowell says making art is an integral part of her life, shaping artists is at least as important.
It's this funky balance of like, what's more rewarding? Is it teaching or is it the final product for myself? And I would definitely lean towards my teaching. I chose the right career because I get so much out of teaching. However, creating on the other end has been a crazy outlet for me, and it's been amazing.
Through college and grad school and her early career, McDowell has stayed in Vermont. Here, she discovered her passion. Here, she found her mentors. And she's staying here to pass along what she's learned. She recently bought a house in Craftsbury. There are outbuildings on the property, one of which is destined to be her new studio. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.